nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. All right, we're back for the second segment. I missed the first segment, so yeah. What did I miss?
Well, first of all, we want to know where you were and why you were at the doctor.
Is there something you have to tell us?
Have you ever heard of HIPAA laws?
I thought you signed that they could tell me everything.
Here's what happened at the doctor. I was getting a physical, so I had to do the old turn your head and cough. But what was weird was,
oh wait,
when he was checking my prostate, he told me to turn my head and squeal like a pig.
Okay, that is not okay.
That was a little weird.
Wait, I do have a question.
No one needed to know that.
No, that wasn't why I was at the doctor.
Some things are better kept to yourself.
Wait, I want to know. So, when they grab your junk and they make you cough, like why? Like what is it?
Check for hernia is what. That's the excuse he gives me. I don't know. Maybe it's.
Are you like? I know.
I'm like. What are you? Junk. I'm like. What are you doing down there, doc? And he's like, check for hernia.
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, exactly. Why when you're checking my prostate are both your hands?
So anyways. So I guess we want to know, how is your junk doing in your prostate?
Well, those are fine. That wasn't why I was at the doctor. I've got this thing going on with a kidney stone. Uh-huh. Well, we think, and they were doing a CAT scan to verify if I have one or not. So I did the scan and I was waiting to find out. And then the doctor got called to surgery. So I still don't know. Yeah. They just said they were going to call me.
All right.
Well, so I'm waiting for a call. So I might have to pause and take a phone call.
Well, good luck with that. Oh, no.
What? You could take it on the podcast.
Yeah, let's take it on the podcast. Yeah, that's right. We want to talk to the doctor. So anyway.
They're like, Mr. Hill, yes, we're calling about the runny discharge.
We're going to have Ezra's doctor out as a guest.
We're calling you about that runny discharge.
You forgot your itching cream at the doctor's office.
Okay, we're way off
topic. Yeah, so anyways.
So we still have a guest with us.
We do, because you missed.
Sorry, Kyle.
We recorded without you. And what was really funny is when you were not here, Lauren discovered that you and Kyle actually know each other prior to this.
Yeah, we go way back to high school.
Lauren, what should we ask him?
What was Ezra like as a child?
Just like he is now. No different.
Well, I was 2 years older. I don't know. Do you even remember me from high school?
High school? Yeah. I remember in high school for sure. You were the upperclassman that always made fun of me. No, I'm just kidding.
It was hard. No, kidding. It was hard to make fun of you and my brother because you guys were like bigger than everybody else.
I know. I know. Is me and Austin's. You're Austin's older brother back then.
Yeah.
It all changed when we moved in together. That's right.
Yeah. It was like when you guys were freshmen, like I used to have to look after you guys a little bit, but then it was like sophomore year, you guys shot up to like 6'4". And then it was like, I didn't need to worry, but you guys could take care of yourselves.
What do you mean you had to look after them?
Well, they were freshmen.
He had to be the big brother.
Yeah.
I was 2 years older. Him and my brother are in the same class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when they were freshmen, I was a junior. Mm-hmm. And did you have to share a locker with anyone? Our school was so small.
I didn't have to share. No, I was.
I had to share a locker with my brother.
What? I didn't know.
So
that
imagine how like a small your locker thing. Is to begin with. And then on top of that, you got someone else's shit in your locker.
Yeah. I have never heard of that.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, Kyle and I go way back.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever date the same girl?
Oh.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
No.
No bad blood there.
No.
Check. Now,
did my brother and I ever date the same girl? Oh. Probably.
Yes.
I think we did. Yeah.
Did you guys ever get in a fight over like a girl?
No, we never fought about it. It was just like,
one of you would say, hey, I'm done now. And so.
Yeah, you take over.
Usually, when one of us quit taking the phone calls of someone, then we knew, oh, he must not be interested anymore.
Who were you looking for? Oh, well, this
that was Ezra. Back then. You could only call people. You couldn't text or anything like that. So we had went because it was my brother and then my two stepbrothers. Mm-hmm. Who Anthony, they were about the same age as us too.
Well, yeah, Anthony was in our class and Michael was a year younger.
Yeah, and we had one phone that we all shared. So it was just, and that's what it was like back then. No cell phones, no text. Well,
as you had pagers. We all had pagers, man.
Yeah. Well, I had a pager for pagers. Work.
Uh-huh. We had pagers.
I had a pager for work.
So did your mom answer the phone and be like, to whoever the girl was, be like, who are you asking for today?
my stepmom had it set up to where we had our phone number and they had theirs. So, and this was like big technology back then to where like if someone called our number, it rang a certain way. So we knew it was for us.
You guys could.
Really? That was like major technology back
Probably because your mom was so sick of talking to the same girl over and over again.
I am really starting to feel old.
Wow. So you had the boys line, huh?
Yeah, we had the boys line. Wow. And then every once in a while, my stepmom would be like, you guys really need to treat that girl better. I felt so bad for my stepmom, man, because it was me, my brother, and my two stepbrothers, and my dad, and then Harley, the dog. it was just nuts. But we didn't even lock the front door because we were coming and going all the time. Like, our friends would just come and go. Our friends would show up there. Not even invited, and we might not even be there, and they would like raid our fridge and stuff.
When you guys were in high school, what would you guys consider yourselves? Were you good kids? Were you bad kids? Were you mischievous? Were you getting into trouble? Were you athletes? Were you typical. What?
I did.
We were like a mixture of all that.
That's what they say. Dead serious. I think you hit us with the whole thing.
Yeah. Really? We were like good kids, but we got into trouble. Uh-huh. We played sports, and then sometimes we would. That was basically. Mm-hmm. We would get into mischief. You know.
Do you guys have any secrets you want to get off your chest
from high school?
Yeah. Anything that
any confessionals?
Any confessions?
No.
I think all the secrets that at least I have are out there already.
Yeah.
We lived them right in front of everybody.
I will confess to this. My senior year of high school, the last day of school, I let Smoke Mom off in the locker room.
Oh, that was you?
I did do that.
That is terrible.
I did do that.
Who is the principal back then? Should we call him up?
The principal back then is still involved with Ron County. Mm-hmm. He's not the principal anymore. He's like moved up.
Yeah.
But I remember, I didn't share a locker with my brother senior year, I don't think. It was either my junior year, senior year, I set that smoke bomb off. Last day of school.
I think I'm going to call Ron Colley and make sure you serve your detention for that.
Yep. Yeah, because I remember, I don't know, because as soon as I lit it, I got the hell out of there. And I remember, because it was crowded.
Were you just like, it's my senior year, I know they can't do anything, and so I'm going out with a bang kind of thing?
Probably. It might have been, I can't remember if it was my senior or junior year.
Did you tell anyone?
I think it was my senior year.
Did your brother
know? Well, my friends all knew.
Okay. Yeah.
My brother probably knew. I don't know. But I just remember because my locker was down at the end of the hallway. And I lit it, closed my locker, and took off down towards the other end of the hallway to the stairs, making my way because I was getting my ass out of that school.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got to the stairs, I turned around and I see a couple teachers start running down there and there's just like smoke everywhere.
Speaking of.
Which was bad. Okay, kids listening, teachers. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
I was fortunate enough it didn't catch the school on fire.
Okay, but speaking of talking about, you know, doing bad things within a building and a school, we have a question for Kyle, right, Lauren?
Yes.
Like, we want to know, do people get in trouble at the country club and what happens?
Do people do bad things at the country club?
Does anyone let smoke bombs off?
We had three smoke bombs. And
People don't let smoke bombs off, but they just drop bombs.
They do. Uh-huh.
You guys got great restrooms for that.
We do.
Yeah.
And by design, just so everybody can go take care of whatever business they got to take care of.
Yeah. Oh. Ezra, you don't need a plunger.
Not here.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. And also, this is where I was Santa Claus.
This is.
Yes. Last Christmas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
When people were like, why does Santa Claus have hand tattoos?
What well, the kids, were you Santa Claus for?
It was for Casey's family. I got tricked into, I don't know. You know what? I thought about it. I don't know if I could ever do that again because those kids deserve a good Santa.
You're a bad Santa.
Well, I just wasn't. Like, as soon as I sat down, I hear a kid go, why does Santa have hand tattoos?
Oh, that is awesome.
And then I felt bad because...
told a kid that they told you that they wanted a dog, and you told them okay. And then I had a parent come up to me and tell me, why did Santa tell them that they're getting a dog?
Yeah, there were some parents upset with me. Here's what else. At the end, when I get done, I'm walking up. Or I get up and I'm leaving and this kid comes up and he like hugs my leg and he's like, I know you're the real Santa. And I'm like, no. I mean, I said, yeah, buddy. Yeah. But I was like, inside, I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not good enough for this. These kids deserve better than me.
Maybe Kyle will dress up as Santa for you next year.
I don't know if I fit the build for Santa, do I? 6'5", 205. Well, That's a little bit thin.
There were two costumes and I had to take pieces from each to get to fit. And so like half the pieces were falling off. Like my hat fell off during the thing and I didn't know it.
It's like all different shades of red. It was
definitely a bad Santa experience.
Is there pictures of this?
Obviously. Yeah. 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 She even, I think, has video.
My goodness.
Yeah, I got video.
It was, it was fun, but I feel like the kids deserve better.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm going to have to up my Santa game.
You got to up your game. Year. Definitely. Oh,
so speaking of events at the club, if they do get out of hand, mm-hmm. what happens? Do you deal with it? Does security deal with it? How does it go?
I don't know. From now on, it sounds like I'm going to call Bad Santa to come take care of it. A lot of times it's peer pressure. Their buddies will take care of it or their friends will take care of it first. But, you know, there are some occasions where, let's say you have to involve myself or the board. But I mean, that's usually on pretty extreme circumstances. I think that in my 13 years, we've had three members that left.
that were asked to leave,
let's say. Uh-huh. Those are pretty extraordinary circumstances and we have protocol for that kind of stuff. But when
it's kind of like, gosh, they went to the principal's office.
That's exactly right.
And they got expelled.
Yeah, when you have to break the news, you've terminated their membership. How do they usually take it?
Well, when it gets to that point, they already know it's coming, most likely. They do. But it is, I mean, there really is a protocol. I mean, when the complaint comes down, the validity of the complaint is considered by myself first. If I need to escalate it to the board, we talk about it at that level. And then a letter of warning is sent first. You just don't get cut off, right? So because, in the end of all of it, I mean, we are a club. There is a lot of rope given because you are in a private country club, but at the same time, there's a level of decorum that we have to keep. But and also, security, well-being. We never had a security issue, but I mean, the only times we have a security issue is on public events. So it would be late in the evening. I've been called here at 11, 12 o'clock at night, many reasons that bringing the sheriff's department with me twice.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah. There's been two times that they had to come. Now, luckily, we have friends at the sheriff's department around here, so they come without too much pomp and circumstance. They show up and handle it for us. But there's been a couple of cases. One was underage drinking at an event a long time ago. We had to handle that pretty. But for members, like I said, there's a protocol. Letter one, warning. Letter two usually means you're done if you make it to letter two.
Did you have anybody that, like, once you sat him down and talked to him or whatever, that they were like, listen, I'll change. I'll make it right. Let me back in the club.
Well.
Or are they so pissed that they're like flipping you the middle finger and they're walking out the door?
Are they ever back like, look, I've been to counseling. I'm back on my meds.
I'm ready to go. I'm
back on my meds.
Good to go. No. So on the ones that were fully terminated now, because they don't get a choice. Usually if you're terminated to that level, you're not coming back. Mm-hmm. But there are occasions where I had to handle things internally and just talk to, those people, and they're adults about it for sure. And they make up for it and we move on. And it's just like anything else.
Oh, so you've kind of had to give a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah. Just call them up, say, hey man, what happened?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What happened? This is what I got. Tell me your story. What happened? And then we work through it.
So can you give us like some ideas on how we should, like members should behave?
Or I was going to say, does the stories usually start out with, well, I had a little too much to drink.
Yeah, almost all of them. Well, it was midnight. I'm not sure how many had, but
following up with her question, like what's proper etiquette on the golf course? As on far as you're course? Concerned in a club atmosphere like this.
Oh, go out and have fun. You know, do your thing. But the level of etiquette out there has got to be pace of play. That is like the biggest thing that I get asked about all the time is this person is this group is playing so slow. And then the biggest no-no, don't stop on after nine holes and grab a drink and a sandwich and hang out in the bar. Move on. Keep going to number 10.
Get your stuff eat it in the cart. And get going.
One of the coolest things about here that is not normal to a lot of places that our pace of play, because of our membership, is so quick. And it's 3 hours. I mean, we base it off 4 hours, just like anywhere else does, but 3:30, 3:45. I mean, Casey, you play that quick out here. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is such a cool thing to have here and be able to turn through a round. And it doesn't seem like you're pushed ever at that pace, but you know, you can hit the ball 150 times if you want, just play fast. Stay up, play ready golf, save the group in front of you. So I don't know how you're going to handle that, Ezra, if you go out.
I got a story to go with that. And it happened here at this golf course.
Oh, great.
Probably 6 or so years ago. I was playing in a foursome.
This is the story I was referring to.
It was an outing. I don't know what story you're talking about. But anyways, so I'm with this group. You know, it's packed. Mm-hmm. People in front of us playing really slow. And we got to this hole where I forget what we did. It was something where you can do something and you get a hit from the women's tees. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this was a par 5 hole. So the group in front of us is on the green. We do this thing. They're like, okay, you can hit from the women's tees. And I'm like, I didn't think I could drive the green from the women's teams, from the women's tee. And there was the group in front of us had a very prominent businessman here in our area, and he was on the green, and I tee up and I drive the green and it almost hits him and he gets mad. He picks up my ball and throws it.
Oh yes.
And so I had to do a little apologizing when I caught back up to him. But at the same time, they were moving so slow, you know, and I'm like, I totally get what you're saying when you're saying keep the pace moving, because people get really irritated when they're behind.
Have you ever heard of people like throwing it down on the course, like fist fights?
Oh yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah.
This is more, not here. This is more at, in public golf. Uh-huh. You have that a little bit more there. Let's say that, you have a more eclectic group of players, you know, people that are weekend warriors or people who are, you know, single digits. And sometimes that, you know, at the either at an outing or after a long day, you got people get mad about certain things. And usually it happens to be, I was going to say, the second thing you don't want to do out there is to hit into somebody. But Ezra, maybe.
Well, I totally underestimated myself.
That's where it happens, though. That's where the fights happen, man. You hit into somebody and then all of a sudden, instead of throwing the ball, they hit the ball back at you. I mean, it's,
Dude, I saw my dad. He warned this guy like to stop hitting into us. We were at Martinsville Country Club. And this last time this guy hit into us, the ball almost hit me. Those guys came around down the – my dad's a big dude, P.S. They come down, pull their cart behind us. My dad grabs his driver, and he's hiking right back towards him, and he's getting ready to swing. Those guys went running out of the cart, and I was like, Dad, don't do it.
Yeah.
He's like, you almost hit my daughter.
Yeah, golf can be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
For sure.
So do you have like a max out membership here? Like – we can only have this many members and that's it, or to where then you have a waiting list, or do you just kind of work them in as you can, or?
No. So, I mean, as of now, we don't, it's a normal thing to have a cap. But for here, it seems that we have that natural kind of cap right around that 370 mark is usually kind of where we sit. Operationally, we tested the waters at about 433 members a couple of years ago, albeit it was a lot. And, you know, at a private club, you want exclusivity on your first tee. You want to be able to get into events, tournaments, all that kind of good thing. So things got full quick. Mm-hmm. And not everybody was being able to be involved. So there is a magic number, in my opinion. And I think it's around that 370, 380 mark where everybody can be involved as much as they want. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a sanctioned club cap, technically.
So
and we take as many social members as we can get, Ezra.
I'm interested.
You know, you have actually asked about the social membership.
Oh, I've given
the I've got the pamphlet out.
He does.
Okay. It's right there first thing I see when I come home.
Is it in the magazine right rack next to the toilet? Is that what you're getting ready to tell me?
He reads it when he's on the toilet.
Did you guys in the last segment, did you talk about the new building?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could listen to the episode, but what you got the pro shop over there now? What's upstairs?
Three simulators.
Oh, okay.
And full service bar, which is included in your social membership if you join, Ezra.
Full service bar. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like Kyle's selling
exclusive bar.
Yeah.
Members only.
All right. Ezra, there's a lot of hot chicks here. I don't know if you guys saw
What's the club policy on dating other members?
Well, you know what? Hey,
that's a good question.
You know, I learned a lot a long time ago. You can't control who dates who. So, you know, more power to you, Ezra, whatever happens.
Well, how would you feel if I just joined just for the restrooms?
That's fine, too. But that, I mean, you just pay your membership and use the club however you like, Ezra.
Hello, Mr. Hill. We got the bathroom all ready for you.
That's right.
You know, the funniest.
Fresh dude wipes in there, sir.
The funniest ladies joke that I can think of that probably, you know, Kyle doesn't know about or the other guys. But, you know, the ladies up here like to get their lessons, right? You know, and they really like to talk about how much they really like their time with the golf pros.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Well, so does my membership include me giving free lessons?
You're gonna give free lessons out there? Yeah, absolutely.
What's that guy doing? Oh, that's Ezra. He's not a pro, but he thinks he is.
Free lessons.
He drove a green from the ladies' team one time in an outing.
When Kyle became pro here, suddenly the women's lessons went up.
Yeah, the girls like you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. To your wife, though, he is a gentleman, and you know what? That's all I got to say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just must be eye candy.
I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know, like, I don't think you guys realize that, though, because I think girls are used to being on that side of things, right? But don't let the girls, like, fool you, man. You know, they're just as bad as the guys.
Maybe it sounds like there's a future for me to switch my title here and be the beverage cart boy. I think we talked about that.
Yes, we need beverage cart boys.
Money. Yeah.
But when you drive the beverage cart, you have to have your shirt off, but just a bow tie on.
Just a bow tie. Yeah. Well, I can tell you that is a great story. And that is something we have a tournament that Casey, you love to play in, is the Housewives versus the Trunk Slammers.
Yes.
And I think you remember correctly that some of the husbands got involved.
Yeah.
And dressed in Chip and Dale outfits and served drinks to you guys on number 17. Outfit that Ezra just said was unbelievable.
Wait, it's called the Housewives versus what?
Trunk Slammers.
So who are the Trunk Slammers?
All the ladies who do not live on the course. That drive here.
So okay, it's them the whip, like I'm on the course, so it's us against them.
Yep.
Okay.
And they have a big big match. It's so much fun.
Uh-huh. We really get into it. Like we put out funny signs about each other out on the course
that's fun. Yeah, I mean I've played in quite a few scrambles and that outings here over the years, and it's always been a lot of fun. I like the course, it's a good course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, actually. Actually, my company's even done some drainage work and stuff
for
here.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
I will say, there's a lot of water on this course.
Uh-huh. Whenever we need something specially done, that's what we call it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It sounds like there's a solid foursome here for the next social golf night, huh?
A solid what?
Foursome for a team to put in social golf night.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. The first one is in May. theme escapes me, but then we'll also have night golf.
So are you, Lauren, I think what Ezra, he's saying Casey. That you guys, yeah, we need to play.
Oh,
so what you do night golf here?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
There's no lights out there, is there?
No. It's LED golden.
Okay. Golf balls. Gotcha.
And interesting. We light the course up. We put a DJ and a bar out on number 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
I'll probably make it to hole 5 and then I'll be there.
That's right.
Me too.
We'll make sure we start you on number 4. So you at least get one hole in.
I'm going to start on 5, guys.
Yeah. I think for shits and giggles that we all need to go out and play and let Lauren drive the cart.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And we'll put beer in it and she can pretend she's the beer
I'm
cart
so
girl.
I'm so excited.
We'll play golf. That'd
be exciting.
We'll play golf and she'll get the experience.
There we go.
Right?
Yes. I'm in.
Live out
Lauren,
my career
ever
dreams.
Before?
I have. I mean, I'm not good.
Oh, you went with us that one time to Back 9.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. I do that all the time. I do that.
Yeah,
all
that was a lot of fun.
But like, I can hit a golf ball. I mean, I'm not like terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
do you think Dives Walk would ever convert your driving range into something like a Back 9 or Top Golf?
I don't know. That's a heck of an idea.
Is that a board question? Word?
Yeah, you do. We
now, if I pitch the idea and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Uh-huh. Do I get free membership?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, come on in.
If you sell the pitch. Well, no, only if you pay for it.
You got to pay for it.
I don't know, man.
That's be fun. That's that. But
well, I mean, what it does is for people that don't play golf.
Yeah.
It gives them an opportunity to do a little something and it can be fun, you know?
I think why it may be good is because where our driving range right now is constructed, at the end of it, we have residential homes. So we can only hit the ball, you know, so far on the range. But if that were netted and up, then it wouldn't matter.
No. And we've contemplated nets at the end of that. There's a lot that goes into it. First, they're pretty darn expensive. Yeah. Secondly, you know, we don't want to impede the view of a home that's on a golf course. It's where you move in usually is to view the course. So we've talked about it many times, but you know, that the idea of a Top Golf or Back 9 style situation out there has not been talked about, but it's not a bad idea, man.
See, I've always, you know, where Audi Golf is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought like that'd be a good spot too, because it's right by the interstate, you know?
It is. Yeah.
But if you want to beat them to it.
Let's do it here.
Then when everyone starts coming to you like, man, why is our membership going? I'll be like, well, we're trying to build a Top Golf here. Ezra had this idea. You can blame it all on me.
Yeah, maybe we sit back and do a business proposal.
Memberships are going up, people. It's Ezra's fault.
Yeah. And then, Lauren, you could work it and serve beer to people.
Yes. There we go.
It's all
I'll
about
work
the
it
beer.
For you. We can put a new bar out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Can't wait.
All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Thanks for joining us, the Hill of Beans podcast. Download and
subscribe.
Hold
on, before you wrap that up, I'm going to interrupt real quick. I just want to say that, Kyle, you're a good dude, and you've always been a good friend of my brother and me. And I think it's crazy that however many years it's been since we were in high school, we're doing this podcast.
It is crazy.
So,
yes.
But anyways.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, go ahead and finish.
Oh, I love that.
So cute.
That's so
cute. Ezra has
so
a heart today.
I know.
What happened to the doctor?
Ezra does care. Never mind me.
Well, it sounds like you get the undercarriage check.
Sounds like.
All right, you guys can check us out at Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Our email is hofbeans@gmail.com. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Peace.